What's up, guys? My name's Andres. This is the Strong Family Money Show. A little something different today. Today, I'm interviewing Adam Casillas from Expo Marketing. This guy does it all. Real estate agent, Expo guy. He hosts the Latino Business Expo here in Ventura County at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. Right now, he's transitioned. We can hear him in his interview. He's transitioned because, you know, a lot of his stuff that he does is in person and really isn't happening right now. So he's transitioned into COVID testing. So this guy does it all, finds a way to make things happen when times are tough. Gives me some good tips on networking. So take a listen, watch it. Let me know what you guys think. I'm going to be doing a lot more of these interviews from people like Adam. Anyway, check it out. Let me know what you guys think. Thanks a lot. Adam Casillas from Expo Marketing in Oxnard, California, Ventura County, California. Thanks for hopping on the vlog with me. He runs a number of businesses under that marketing name, Latino Business Expo, a couple of magazines, a couple of other expos. Thanks for hopping on. Please let us know what you're all about.
Well, yeah, basically my business, my current business is Expo Marketing. Underneath that umbrella, there's we run several different businesses, starting with, of course, everybody's, we're very well known in the Tri-Counties, even in San Diego and some LA area, in regards to our Latino Business Expo, which is the largest networking event that is normally put on at the fairgrounds twice a year. And along with those two expos, we do another 5 to 10 events per expo, building it up, small mixers, places where people can go and network. And then we have American Latino Magazine, which is going 100% digital. And it's an issue that we started with local businesses and entrepreneurs trying to create an affordable way with high quality to promote themselves. So we basically use that magazine as a lost leader. You know, it wasn't about making money. It was about giving our vendors a place and a platform other than a social events. It gave them an opportunity to put themselves on print, and circulation was about 6,000 issues per issue locally. And there was a downloadable digital version. Our other business venture, not venture, it's actually how we started the expo in the first place, is Expo Real Estate. My partner, Richard Ramos, also my broker, is the other half of everything that I do in business, marketing, branding, strategies, websites, search engine optimization, marketing, Google, everything. That's my partner, Richard Ramos. He's my Wizard of Oz, the guy behind the screen. You know, he does all the work nobody wants to do, and allows me to be the front man and the face. And of course, you know, I'm more social. I'm, you know, kind of like a chocolate lab out there. I want to hang out with everybody. So real estate is where we first started. And we went to 2007, beginning of 2007, I joined with Richard from Casa Casillas Financial Services, which was my own company. And it was better. I needed to work with somebody that can mentor me in real estate and lending in that institution. And we went to an event that was put on, considered an expo, at a local restaurant slash banquet facility here in Oxnard, that was put together for realtors, people in the lending industry, people in the real estate industry. So we walked in there, we paid a high cover charge. There was some, you know, some, a little bit of hors d'oeuvres. And I walked into a room and there was like 10 lenders on one side, 5-6 escrow companies, and home warranty, fidelity and title, everybody in that industry. But they were all people that I already had. You know, I've already have a relationship with these types of industry, these people in this business. So I just thought that, you know, this was kind of like, what, this is kind of like, basically a mixer, get together with people in the same industry. There's
right.
really
yeah.
not a lot of, it's really hard to pull people from current clients or current services that they're using. Like my title rep, I've been with her since the beginning of time,
right.
since I started my real estate business. I'm not leaving. They do a great job. Title reps are like that. So why would I want to be in a room with a bunch of title reps? They're not going to take me from it. So basically, I told my partner, Richard, I said, you know, this is kind of like a, this is a pretty weak expo because they keyed it as the expo. And I said, I can put together a better event, a better expo than this in a week with the contacts I have on my phone. And right. he said, however,
yeah. Richard, yeah.
If you, yeah. I think, I'm not sure if you know my partner, but Richard said, well, let's do it. I said, okay, wait a minute. So my background was food and beverage, and I worked at the Sheraton in catering and sales and marketing and everything and bartending and food and beverage, everything. That was my whole background for 20 years at that property.
Right.
I've been involved with food and beverage events my whole life. So we said, okay, let's do it. I start calling. I start telling people what I'm doing. And before we know it, we have 65 vendors. And it was the hardest expo I've ever done because I made it exclusive at that first expo. One business from each industry.
Uh-huh.
And it was very hard to do,
right.
but I did it.
Right.
But I never did that again.
Right.
I stretched it out to two and then three. And then, hey, you know what? I have a room that's big enough for 130 vendors now.
Right.
Don't be scared to be in the same room as your competition.
Yeah.
When you're intimidated by your competition, that means you're inferior, or you think that you have an inferior product than they do. So, you know, and I learned that lesson from my very first expo from my tequila vendor, Alquimia Tequila, because I wanted to have more tequila vendors there. And he says, yeah, bring them. Put them next to me so people
right.
can difference of our tequilas.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can really taste mine. In other words, in a nice way, he's saying, yeah, that way they can taste mine.
It tastes right.
better than
they
theirs.
Have something to compare but it to.
That was in 2007, and I that never left my mind. And that was Dr. Adolfo Murillo, the owner of Alquimia Tequila, who's a local guy and yeah. also my optometrist.
All right.
But he opened my eyes to just it was a lesson that I carry on till today. You know, don't be scared to be in the room with your competition. You know, you have to be there. You need to prove yourself to the industry.
Right.
But so fast forward, I outgrew that venue at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on like my 12th expo. And it was time to move. I'd already overtaken the hotel. Every room, I expanded into every room. Maximized all the parking. There was no parking in the hotel, no parking in their overflow, no parking across the street in the fairground parking area.
Mm-hmm.
So we pulled the trigger and we moved it to the fairgrounds.
Right.
From there, it exploded. Everybody told me it was crazy to do it, but you know, I went from 68 vendors to 130 vendors
uh-huh.
at the drop of a dime. You know, I promoted it, marketed it, and now it's, you know, fast forward, Expo 23 is the one that I've been trying to get going
yeah.
for the last year.
Right.
But thanks to COVID and the stipulations and the guidelines in the county, and obviously safety concerns, you know, that are legit, we need to hold back a little bit. And yeah, I'm going a little bit crazy. Luckily, me and my partner, Richard, we dabble in multiple different businesses, you
right.
know. Real estate was good to us this year. We did about six deals between the two of us, and you know, three good real estate transactions can keep you afloat if you do
right.
it right and you
right.
get you know, nice properties.
Right.
So, customer service is always at our forefront, no matter
yeah.
what we do, even if we're donating our time.
Right.
Our venture that we're on right now is that we're setting up COVID testing sites.
Okay.
One of our COVID testing sites in Oxnard is at the St. John's Church on C Street.
Uh-huh.
And we're setting up some others in LA. And I'm looking to set up another one here in Oxnard. These facilities are basically free testings. The money that comes for operating is grant money.
Yeah.
It's a business opportunity along with the service. You know, we're providing a service that's needed.
Right.
And, making a couple dollars, not a lot of money.
Right.
You know, you got to be testing thousands and thousands of people every day to sit there and feel like, you know, it's worthwhile.
Right.
But you also have to have the mentality of service. One of the clubs that I'm involved with, I'm a Ventura Downtown Lions Club, but I chartered the Oxnard Downtown Lions Club.
Mm.
And if anybody knows anything about Lions Club, they're a service club that we give back to the community all year long at all levels, from any level, from veterans, from homeless to students, the student speaking contest, we're the Knights of the Blind. We're working on the diabetes and to tackle diabetes and hunger. We have a foster home that we put families in and help them get back together. Our club actually owns that. And, you know, we do that mentality of service carries on to what we do in business. And so we had the opportunity to put together something that is actually providing a positive outcome,
mm-hmm.
and a service that's required, because, you know, testing is not going away anytime soon. Anybody who wants to get tested can get tested for free. Our test, you take a test, it's a saliva test. There's no swab up the nose or nothing. And you get your response in 24 hours.
All right.
Pretty accurate. And, you know, the Ventura County Networker magazine is the new magazine that we're putting together. That's going to be our first issue that we're getting ready to launch here pretty soon.
Yeah.
100% digital.
Yeah.
So there's so many different things to go on. I just, the first thing that I learned filling out my first job application was sitting with my brother, Dr. Jaime Casillas, is an educator, doctor in education. And he told me, you got to fill it out. I said, I can't. He's helping me fill out the application. I said, I don't know about that. He goes, do you know about this? I go, yeah. He goes, well, that's the same thing as this.
Right.
He goes, you need to utilize keyword transferable skills.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of things that always stick in your mind that you learn from people growing up. And, you know, I said, wow, you know what? Transferable skills. I started selling produce door to door when I was 8 years old. Okay. My parents are from Mexico. My family worked in the fields. My uncles used to purchase fields bulk and sell them and harvest them and send them and this and that. So we used to go get, if you ever pick tomatoes, if you ever worked in the fields, you'll know that's why you stay in school, you know, because it's hard, backbreaking work.
Right.
So my uncle and my family, all the kids learned, we got to learn all our lessons.
Yeah.
You know, by going to the field for a day, find out you want to work here or you want to go to school.
Yeah.
So we would hustle produce. I got it. I said, instead of picking it, I can sell it. Right. So we had our routes. Me and my brother, we hit the neighborhood and we sold produce door to door. But that customer service and those skills of socializing with people started right there.
Right.
You know, so it's carried on to Latino Business Expo, Expo Real Estate, American Latino Magazine, Ventura County Network Magazine. We also have a company called Global Shopping Rewards, GSR. I mean, we're involved with so many different things. Everything's kind of like tinkering right now. It's not really, you know, going all out, balls of the wall, as we say, you know, but we're surviving.
Yeah. So two things. I would say at your expo is, I just started to get into real estate and I've been looking around and I may have picked for a beginner, you know, it may sound like an excuse, but the wrong time to get in because all the networking events are not happening. Open houses are not happening. So where you would go normally to, you know, make connections aren't happening. I would say I've been to your expo and it is very diverse, even with the outside people that go in to walk around and visit all the vendors. This may come off a bit. I tell my wife, you know, so, you know, all these mixers that I see, it's like going to find a date, but me only hanging out in the boys' locker room trying to find a date with a girl, right? Everybody has the same idea, but you're in the wrong place to do it, which would be like you said, if you're want to network, you don't want to network with all the real estate people you already know, right?
You want to meet new people. But it's like, did you know Sean McCarthy?
No.
He passed away a year and a half ago. He was director of BNI of the whole Tri-County area. And he taught me something. He goes, you know, it doesn't matter if there's three people or 300 people. you want to focus on making the one good contact each time you go out.
Right.
And with real estate, of course, you want to generate leads. Do you have your license already?
Yep.
Okay. So, as usual, with every new realtor, the first victims are your family.
Yeah,
okay? First customers are victims. You know, they're going to put up with you learning and all your, you know, there's going to be mistakes. The shit's going to happen. It does.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so luckily my first sale was my brother's house, who was my broker at the time.
All right.
And it was a beautiful home, and I listed it and I sold it in a day. And the people that came in were super overqualified. Everything was like perfect. It was like perfect. I mean, escrow was like 25 days. It's just a dream house, dream deal right off the back.
Right.
So, and I started in 2007 when the market was going crazy. And I ended up doing, I got $4 million in the first year in real estate sales.
All right.
Okay. So I had a good first year. And then after that, you know, everybody knows what happened. If you weren't involved with all the REOs and the foreclosed properties, and you weren't, there was so much crookedness going on. I was getting sick taste in my mouth dealing with some of these agents. And I think that the best advice I can give to you as a new realtor is that other realtors and other lenders and other people in your industry aren't going to do nothing for you getting business.
Right.
The only thing that's going to do something for you getting business is grinding.
Yes.
I see people out here hanging door hangers, out there hustling, social, trying to socialize what they can, get their cards, getting their cards dropped here.
Yeah.
I did mailers. When I was first started, I was doing mailers every month.
Right.
I did mailers. You got to have a budget for mailers, which means you got to sell some houses. So you set aside a budget. And, you know, for a budget for mailers, to be doing mailers as a new agent, you're talking about $300 to $400 a month.
Yeah.
That's a lot if you're not swinging. And then you got to pay, what is $1,100 a year just to be a realtor. They're wanting all that shit up front nowadays.
Right.
You know, it's like, it's hard for a new realtor to come in this mix without having a support system. And that's your broker and your team that you work that's mentoring you and teaching you. And your broker, you know, nowadays, back in the day, brokers used to say, this deal's here. Take this deal. Go with it. Go take care of these people.
Yeah.
He knows he's managing.
Yep.
A broker is managing. And if he's got four or five realtors that are working, he doesn't want to get involved with the transaction all the time. He wants to manage, as he should, and mentor.
Yeah.
So that you guys are working more and making more money, because the more you guys make, the more he makes.
For sure.
So I think the best advice I can give to you is, don't get disillusioned with no mixers and no events. Start dropping in. Start going into these social media groups. There's all kinds of Zoom networking groups. They're all over the place. Get your make a presence. Have you sold any homes yet?
No, I have not.
Okay, so you're looking to get your first one under your belt. You know, work your family. Hey, even if it's a refi, anything that has to do with the transaction in real estate. If you're working with the lender, then you know, make sure the lender is someone that you trust setting up with your mom for a transaction.
Yeah.
You know, don't work with somebody you're not, wait a minute, or questionable.
Right.
You know, I've been, and thank God, knock on wood, I've had a great lender, and I've been with him from the beginning. Luis Mendez, he works with Loan Depot. Mm-hmm. Previously used to be Guild Mortgage, and you know, but I found a great lender that has always answered. A lender needs to answer the phone after five, put it that way.
Yeah.
We're working on a $600,000 transaction. Pick up the phone, bro. Okay. Yeah. Pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. And don't start drinking till at least eight. Okay. pick up the phone, which my lender picks up the phone anytime I call.
Yeah.
So that relationship is going to be there as long. So I got my lender set up. I got my title rep set up.
Yeah.
Those two people right there, my escrow and title, I got those three people. I've used the same since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Once you get those key people in line, you can contact, don't be scared to ask your title, and don't be scared to ask your escrow or your lender any questions that concern you, that you're concerned about.
Right.
Okay, because back in the day when we did our license, we have the option to go for lending, for a lender, loan officer, or real estate agent.
Yeah.
You know, and I went real estate agent. And luckily, my other partner was in lending, and I learned a lot about the lending industry. But jump on the Zoom meetings. It's hard. It's you're right. It is kind of a hard time. The reason it's kind of hard for you isn't because of the Zoom or the networking. It's because of the inventory.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The inventory's down.
Yep.
Okay, the last two homes I listed, my partner, we shot a badass video, property video. Both the homes were sold by the video. People submitted the offer before even showing up.
Right.
So if you get a listing, you have a short window for fresh hot buy.
Yeah.
You know, people that are going to say, oh, damn, I got to jump on this. Once they see it's been there for 2 weeks, now the sharks start circling around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then now they start going lowballing, whatever. You know, of course, if somebody wants a home nowadays, they're paying asking price or above asking price.
Yep.
And that's a shame, because if you really do think about it, right now the values of our home are right where they were when the market took a shit in 2008.
Yep.
My house is worth about what it was when I bought it in 2007.
Right.
14 years later.
Yeah.
That's blows you away. It lets you know how far off we were in 2007 with the values of our home.
Yep. No,
don't get discouraged, man.
No, man. I am not. I understand what's going on.
Yeah, you're no spring chicken, brother. You're not 19 years old coming into this with your eyes closed.
No, I'm not. I mean, what's helped me out is, I still have, the 9 to 5, and I think what I'm going to do is use that as a place to, market and network at my.
Why don't you set up a networking Zoom with your clients and say, hey, get everybody together. Everybody's chomping at the bit to say hi to each other somehow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, today I went to, me and my wife walk every day, and we walked by Yolanda's, and I said, hey, let's stop in Yolanda's on the patio, get the corner, sit there.
Yeah.
Let's have a glass of water and a light appetizer.
Yeah.
While I was there, I saw like 15, 20 people that I knew.
Yeah.
It was like, I hadn't seen them in years, man.
Yeah.
It was like, everybody's so excited to see somebody.
Yeah.
So even Zoom sometimes helps that, gets that little fix for some people, because there are a lot of people that will not go out still.
Yeah,
but you have a network. You have your network from your business.
Right.
Now you can put together a Zoom with your clients and your friends and family or whatever, and just say, hey, I want to let you guys all know I'm on a new venture. I'm doing real estate now. Just want to let you guys know that, in case you don't. That's the biggest problem, is a lot of people don't let people know that they're on a new venture.
Uh-huh.
Because nobody's going to put, I would have never put you together with real estate unless you told me.
Yeah.
So does everybody know that you're in real estate, all your friends and family? That's the next question,
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, you can accomplish that with the Zoom meeting and say hi to everybody at the same time. Have a good time.
Yeah. Well, those are some good tips, man. I wrote them down here on my notepad. I'm going to have to start my own Zoom room with all my people.
Well, you're capable of managing a Zoom meeting.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. All right. So you do all that. You do all the volunteering. You have business expo and real estate. When you're not doing that, what do you do for fun?
Well, barbecue.
Yeah.
And if you're on my social media, you've been paying attention.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's why
I'm a grilling fool. I'm a competitive griller.
That's why I brought it up. I've seen it online.
I'm the barbecue chair for the Ventura Downtown Lions Club.
Yeah.
We probably do about 1,000 pounds of beef and 1,000 pounds of chicken per year.
Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah.
For fundraisers or for the vets or for the Salvation Army and stuff like that. It's, you throw 100 pounds of tri-tip on the grill, 100 pounds of chicken, and you feed, 200 people. Yeah, mom and us have a good time.
And everyone's your friend.
What's that?
And everyone's your friend.
Yeah, everybody wants to come by and visit. I got so many people that want to come to my house. I'm like, I thought about it. Since there's no money coming in, I can put together some private dinners.
Hey,
I'm down. $50 a head. You come in, a tequila and a dinner and a beer or something like that. And
tri-tip sandwich, and you're good.
Yeah, well, I'll grill some filet mignon at that price. I'll get a whole filet mignon, chop it up, do dinner for $200.
Yeah.
get it going on the weekend just to make a few extra bucks here.
Yeah, for sure.
Being out of work sucks. I've worked my whole life.
Yeah.
But to be at home, well, I've already fixed my backyard. I put up a fence. I did my front yard. I'm remodeling this room. That's why there's a mess in the corner.
Yeah.
I remodeled one room. I'm working on the bathroom. I did blinds downstairs, flooring downstairs, furniture. I've done everything I possibly can that I can afford to do by without going broke, you know, because I'm going crazy sitting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least there's a silver lining.
Yeah, I can tell you one thing. I don't know. I don't think 2021 is going to bring the event that I'm looking for, but I can guarantee you 2022, baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to blow the fairgrounds up. I'm going to blow that place up with the largest events possible.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be chomping at the
bit
to get into my expo. I already got people asking me, when do you have any idea? Do you have any idea?
Yeah.
Out of the 50 vendors that have already paid, not one single one has asked for their money back yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For the previous expo. It's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Because I told them, I go, it's going to sit there and the price is going to remain the same. If the venue changes and the prices go up, anybody else coming in after, they're going to have to pay the new prices.
Right.
I haven't changed my prices since I started the expo. Not one time.
Right.
You know?
So, yeah. And I've been on more than one.
Trust me. They're loyal to me. They trust me.
I've been on more than one interview where the business owner has said that they're just waiting for the floodgates to open because they know that people are out there with their hand on their pocketbook, ready to fork it out.
They want to market, they want to promote, they want to network, they want to get back to normal.
Right.
And we got stagnant, spoiled, having access to anybody and everybody all the time, and go wherever we want, do whatever we want, whenever we want. And then when this lockdown and COVID came in, it made you realize how good a life we had.
Yeah.
And that things have changed. But, you know, thank God, me personally, directly, have not been affected by COVID. I've had some family members that have had it and it's been there and gone.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've not lost anybody close to me. But I do know people who lost their lives.
Right, right.
And not my family. So, you know, there's not one good thing to say about this disease at all. The only thing I can say is that, you know, I try to stay safe, be safe, survive it. Keep your head above water.
Yeah.
And when it's time, man, there's going to be events popping off everywhere. And nobody puts on a better mixer or expo than I do. Not in the Tri-Counties.
All right. Well, and it's also a good thing that you had a lot of pokers in the fire to help yourself out. Right.
More than one oar in the water. Put it that way. Yeah,
that's right. You're not going in circles. You're going somewhere. Right.
Yeah.
So, all right. So let everyone know. So 2022, right. Where can they sign up to, or whenever 2021, well, December.
If anybody's interested in finding out more about the Latino Business Expo and the events, you can email me at adam@expomarketing.us. adam@expomarketing.us.
Yeah.
Follow me on Facebook. We got the Latino Business Expo page. My personal page is Adam Casillas. Invite me. Just when you send me the invite, put a little note, say podcast.
Yeah.
Andres.
Yeah.
And I'll know where it came from.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of imposters out there.
Yeah, I've gotten a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, keep your eyes open. And, you know, the fairgrounds has told me already, there's no fair. There's no county fair this year either.
Yeah.
There's the state's taking over the fairgrounds basically for the vaccine and everything that's COVID related.
Right.
They don't want to commingle events with that.
Yeah.
With people walking around. So I was hoping to do something in October, even outdoors, if I could, on any level, you know, so as soon as I can do something outdoors, even if it's just 20 vendors and mask up and certain amount of people, no more than 100 people at a time in a room.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. I'm sitting there with my finger on the trigger and my other finger on the pulse. And as soon as people at the fairground tell me, boom, I'm booking it. I'm paying the deposit. We're there. It's done.
Yeah.
We're not going to mess around. And we never have messed around with those types of events. But as soon as I get a chance to do something, we're going to do it. I can guarantee you. We'll get our health and wellness right here.
Yeah.
This is a some of the vendors on my shirt.
Yeah.
So that was May 2020.
Right.
So we're planning on doing a Health and Wellness Expo, Latino Business Expo, and getting our magazine up and running. And we're going to do it. Everybody sit back and be patient.
Yeah, be patient. Well, okay. Thanks a lot, Adam, for coming on. If there's anything else for you to say, please say it now.
Well, no, get tested, man. If you haven't got tested and you're from Oxnard, we have a testing facility at St. John's Lutheran Church on C Street. Mm. It's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4. Mm. It's free, 24-hour results. It's a saliva test. It's very accurate. And get tested.
Yeah.
It's important to know.
I've had the nose one. It isn't fun.
Yeah, I saw this thing. It's like this long.
Yeah, man. Like, they don't even mess around. They go, yeah, man, it was pretty bad. Anyway, thanks a lot for stopping by. Maybe I'll see you Saturday at the pancake breakfast over there at.
We'll be there. We're coming through there to eat. We're gonna go support the Oxnard Downtown Lions Club with the pancake. My wife says if we're going, we're walking over there.
Okay.
And walking back, so it's about a 4-mile walk. So yeah. It depends on how bad I want pancakes.
I'll put some halfway for you. You can not have to walk that far.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. All right, thanks a lot.
Take care of yourself.
Later. Peace. Thank you. Later. Thank you. There you go, guys. Adam Casillas, Expo Marketing. Check him out. Coming back with his Latino Business Expo. Good event. He has small mixers, like he said, during the year. I'll have his web address, his website down in the description. Check him out. He does lots of stuff. I'll be doing a lot more of this kind of stuff in the future, interviewing other small business owner, entrepreneur types here in Ventura County. If you know somebody, if you are somebody that wants to get interviewed, send me an email, andres@strongfamilymoney.com. We can set something up. Zoom. When things start getting better, I'll be doing these, hopefully doing these in person. If you prefer that, let me know. Anyway. Thanks a lot for watching. Like and subscribe, share. I will talk to you guys next time.